This awareness-based meditation is very simple when you understand. Like the sentence says, we are here to develop awareness within. That's why awareness-based meditation is, our meditation is seated or based on developing awareness. And we have to understand what is awareness. The Buddha called it sati, but it's usually translated as mindfulness. So this word mindfulness is common within the Buddhist fraternity, especially Theravada fraternity. But this word is seldom understood. So most people didn't inquire why the English translation is such mindfulness. What does it mean? Here, the word mindfulness has two parts. First is mind, then fullness, which means mind in fullness. But when we talk about mind, it's not defined which mind, whether it's the true mind or the normal mundane mind or thinking mind. So when they coin this word, they don't understand. Well, they only know of the thinking mind. So they say when the mind is in fullness, but they didn't think of the possibility of full of what? If it's full of thought, that is not mindfulness, it's not sati. In fullness means this mind is fully aware, and that one is awareness, mindfulness. But if you don't understand what sati is, you can't develop it. So a better way is to develop the understanding through another more accurate word, which is called awareness. When we are just aware, it is before the knowing, before the perception, before the arising of thought or the aggregate of mind. Which means the moment you are silent without thought, you are already naturally aware. So this definition and understanding is very important. If you understand this, then you know how to develop awareness-based meditation. What you need to do is, like I shared with you, the four support. The first three support for awareness-based meditation. First is to relax body and mind. When you are relaxed, you are at ease. You don't have to think. That's why I relax. Then the second support is maintain awareness. The mind that is just aware without thought. But most people find it very difficult because throughout the day when they live their life, they think a lot. They are heedless because of mental hindrance. They don't have spiritual faculties. Their mind are not trained. They lack this spiritual faculty to develop the meditative mind of inner calmness, inner awareness, or inner mindfulness. So because of that, they have this problem. So when they have this problem, most people who don't have the understanding, they will try to calm the mind down. That's why they come up with a method, technique to anchor the mind. Then they focus, they concentrate so that the mind does not wander off and think. All these are skillful means to train the mind. But when you have the understanding, you don't have to go through all those things. You just relax, maintain awareness, don't think. Whatever arises, let it arise. Thought arise, let it arise. Whatever consciousness that arises from the sense basis, away, finish. No need to follow. No need to create response or thinking. No need to stir your mind. No need to create proliferation of thought. So you can do that, relax and maintain awareness. Then you can develop this awareness-based meditation. Then the mind will slow down. Whatever thought process or thinking, they will slow down. then it will settle down and return to its original state before the thinking, before the stirring. And that is your true mind. That is your silent mind. And to develop this awareness-based meditation is to just to go back to this true mind, to experience the silent mind, the true awareness within, the silent within. Then the third support is to stabilize this awareness. So relax, maintain awareness. The third support is maintain the awareness for as long as you can, then allow it to stabilize, settle down. When this awareness stabilizes and settle down, you can realize your true mind with clarity, with stability and understanding. Then you can see a lot of things. You can observe a lot of things where the awareness has the ability. The awareness is capable of observation without the interference from the thought process, the thinking, or the memory, which are your views, opinion, and conditioning, belief system, whatever mind state that you have accumulated or deposited, your experiences, good and bad. This is what memory is all about. And through memory, thought arises. Your thought is respond to all this memory. That's how one becomes heedless. That's how one think a lot. But if you relax and maintain awareness, the thought cannot arise. Your mind is most of the time quiet, silent, still. That's how you can experience the true mind, whose characteristic is very simple. The true mind is very quiet, very peaceful, very tranquil, still. Because it's just aware. It doesn't think. It doesn't create duality. It doesn't stir. It is just the awareness nature. So stabilize it. Then you will develop a lot of understanding. Then you can meditate. That this awareness is capable of direct seeing, awakening, or it can insight into phenomena. It can awaken to the universal characteristics of all phenomena that arise within the conditioned world. Then you will also come to great understanding that that nature, which is beyond the thinking mind, is the one that is responsible for the arising of the thought process. That's why the mundane mind, the thinking mind, is dependent originating, because dependent on our sense basis, we receive sense data. Then the sense basis together, the sense data and our consciousness, which is the true mind, the awareness, when they come into contact, it can trigger the conscious pure mind or the pure consciousness. Yeah. So the pure consciousness initially, before the content of consciousness go in, your views, opinion, and conditioning, and belief system, or wisdom, before it goes in, it is still the pure consciousness or pure perception. Then when that thing goes in the content of consciousness, it becomes a thought. That's why you can see. Then you will come to realize the thinking and the thought, they arise very fast from that nature because of our form and mind. And that is self-knowledge. That is understanding clearly who we are, what we are, and how we function as a human being, and how the law of dependent origination comes about. So all this is meditation.